roses, Jessica.
Elsie. My daughter's Elsie.
You knew how I love white roses.
Elsie.
I've got a rhyme for you, Jessica. Made up myself. Jessica's pretty. Jessica's smart. My grave's not as cold as Jessica's heart.
Dear God. Dear God.
From Studio House in Hollywood. Suspense Story. A George Gilbreth, Don Hills production. Tonight, Jane Webb, Joseph Campanella, Dina Dietrich, and Jesse White star in Messages. Betty Deborah Ulias's gripping tale of vocal terror on Suspense Story. Suspense Story.
I hated funerals. Managed to avoid them most of the time.
We commend to your care, O Father, the soul of this woman, Elsie Brown.
The cemetery was in Queens, overlooking Long Island Sound. It was drizzling, a fine chill rain that soaked right to the bones. More like November than April. A perfect day for a funeral.
She was a woman who had rubbed shoulders with some of the most famous in her profession.
Rubbed shoulders?
Still maintained.
What had Elsie told him she did at the talent agency? She'd been a secretary.
A woman who,
even if it had been for 27 years, she'd been a secretary.
Who spoke only well of everyone she knew. We commend her body now to this earth.
They lowered the coffin into the grave. I remembered that Elsie had spent most of her adult life filing voice tapes in a dark, windowless room, not much bigger than that grave. I shivered. Didn't have much of a turnout.
Well, when you're unmarried and 63, you're not likely to have a lot of mourners.
Did we send that blanket of white roses?
Yes.
It was pretty. I'll drop you home.
No, I've got to go back to the office. Mike Sharp's coming over tomorrow to listen to voices for his new perfume line. I want to put together a tape of actresses he might like.
What's it called?
The perfume? Godiva. It fits like your own skin.
Jess.
What?
I should have let her come back after the operation.
Oh, Maggie, for Pete's sake, it was time for her to retire anyway. Look, we're in a tough racket. Our client comes into the talent office. He wants to see bright, hip, attractive people, not a gray-haired woman who has to whisper when she talks.
How can you be so cruel?
Well, it's true, isn't it? Don't tell me that her voice didn't bother you after the operation.
Yes, it bothered me.
So? You gave her a very generous pension, Meg.
Yes. And she went back to stare at the four walls of her flat. And in 2 months' time, she was dead.
Okay, Maggie, you wallow in guilt if you want to. I've got other things to do.
I enjoy working in the office at night. I suppose then, when it's empty, I can pretend that the agency is mine instead of Maggie's. I turn down my answering machine, listen to my messages.
I think it was the producer who wanted the blonde. I'll talk to you later.
Hi, Jess. It's Casey. Picked up Drew. We're at home. She'd like to say hello to you.
Oh, my God. Drew.
Hello?
Casey? I forgot all about Drew.
Well, she's here, safe and sound. Like to speak to her?
Of course I would.
Drusilla, it's your stepmother.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, sweetie. How was the flight?
Oh, boring. No hijack, no nothing.
Poor you. Did you learn anything at that fancy French finishing school?
Only to appreciate American plumbing and heating.
Drew, I'm going to be stuck in the office for a couple of hours.
That's all right. I want to go see Dad's show anyway. It's the first time in my memory he's in a hit play.
Oh.
Jess, why don't I come by the office and pick you up after the show?
Great. See you then. We had a whole library of our clients' voices on tape. I picked out half a dozen I thought might sound right to Mike Sharp for the Godiva commercial and spliced them together. I left them in the conference room for the morning. I'd heard the phones ring once or twice while I was working. Now I went back into my office and switched on the answering machine.
Hi, Jess, it's Casey. Picked up Drew. We're at home. She'd like to say hello to you.
I hate when people won't leave a message. I always wonder who it is.
Thanks for the roses, Jessica.
Elsie. My God, it's Elsie.
You knew how I love white roses.
Elsie.
I've got a rhyme for you, Jessica. Made it up myself. Jessica's pretty. Jessica smart. My grave's not as cold as Jessica's heart.
Dear God. Dear God.
Jess, open up.
Oh, Casey, I'm coming. Casey, I'm so glad to see you.
Hey, babe, what is it?
Jess, you all right?
No, she's not. She's shaking. What is it, Jess?
Oh, it's nothing. It was a noise. It was the elevator coming up. I'd forgotten you were going to meet me. Oh, Drew.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Jess.
How long has it been? 2 years? You've grown inches.
Oh, not really.
Oh, and you're becoming positively gorgeous.
No wonder you're my favorite stepmother. Hey, you have a lot more space than the last time I was up here. May I look around?
Sure.
Joe, don't take too long, huh?
Okay, Dad. Back in a flash.
She looks so much like Vivian.
Well, that's not bad. Hey, you want to tell me what's wrong?
Casey, I just got a message from Elsie on my answering machine.
What?
She thanked me for the flowers. The message came in after yours. She's dead, Case. I prefer she didn't leave messages.
Let me listen to the tape.
It's in my office. Here, listen.
We're at home. She'd like to say hello to you.
It's after this. To it than that. Another call must just have come in. Casey, she's dead. Elsie's dead.
That's right, honey, and dead ladies don't leave messages on tape.
I was the one who wanted to get rid of her, not Maggie. Me. She knew it.
You knew it. I doubt if she did. You were never anything but kind to her, Jess.
To her face. Casey, how can you take this so calmly?
Because I know what often happens to the last message on a tape.
What happens
to... You just don't play the tape to the end, so you don't hear the message for days, maybe weeks afterwards.
You think it's an old message?
When she was in the hospital for the throat operation, did you send her flowers?
Yes.
What kind?
White roses. Oh. Casey, trust you to keep my head on straight.
We left right afterward. It wasn't until we were almost home that I remembered that vicious little rhyme. My grave's not as cold as Jessica's heart. That message from Elsie had come in tonight. Casey was wrong.
Oh, wow, I love the apartment. It's quite a change from the loft on Broome Street.
Oh, that was okay while Jess and I were both actors. Now that my wife is an executive...
Casey, don't you want to take a shower or something? I'd like to indulge in a little girl talk.
I know when I'm not wanted. Nobody has to hit me with a chandelier. Nice to have you with us, baby.
He looks so happy, Jess. So much happier than when... Well...
Thanks. How is Vivian?
The last letter I got from Mother was weeks ago. She never says very much, Jess. She's reading scripts or a deal's just about to come through. She's very stiff upper lip, you know.
I've often wondered if she and Casey would have broken up if I hadn't gotten that picture deal for her.
Hey, that wasn't your fault. It was a great chance, and she jumped at it. It was heartbreaking, really, what happened to her on the coast. One year she gets an Oscar, the next she isn't even being offered one-shots in sitcoms. I wish she hadn't left the agency. You were always so good for her.
Well, once Casey and I began going together, it became uncomfortable.
Jess, I think she's drinking again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know what she's like when the pressure really gets to her. I wish she'd come back to New York. Jess, do you think you could find some work for Mother here?
Oh, I could try.
Thank you. Oh, Jess, I really love you.
I love you too, Drusilla.
I'm showered, I'm pajamaed, and I'm lonely.
I think that's my cue. I don't know how long I'd been asleep. When I woke up, it was pitch dark. I was in the living room. I often went into the living room when the phone rang at night so as not to wake Casey. It was often one of my clients, drunk or high or going through a bad love affair. I had the phone up to my ear. Hello? Hello?
Aren't you lucky, Jessica?
Vivian.
Aren't you lucky? You have my husband and my child and a fine job at the agency. And you got where you are over only a few bodies. Only a few. Isn't that right, Jessica?
Oh, my God, Vivian. It is you, isn't it?
Let's see. There's me and Elsie and your sister.
Oh!
And that other one. What was her name? Did she have a name? Did you give her a name? Before you
kill
her.
Jess, what is it?
Jess, for God's sake.
What's the matter?
Drew, pour some brandy, will you? What is it? You were at the phone. You called the office or something?
No. Why did I do that at this hour?
Oh, I don't know. Your key call gizmo was on the desk. Here, come on. Here, drink this.
I didn't call the office.
Well, then someone called here. What did he say?
I don't want to talk about it, Casey.
Oh, don't tell me it was an obscene phone call.
That's exactly what it was.
Recognize the voice?
It was no one I knew.
Suspense Story continues with Joseph Campanella and Jane Webb in Messages.
Oh, why did Casey let me oversleep?
He didn't. I turned off the alarm. I thought I'd let you have another few minutes after last night.
Drew, when you have an appointment with Mike Sharp, you don't keep him waiting. Oh, never mind. We're almost there. What are you going to do today?
Well, I wasn't going to tell you. It was to be a surprise.
Oh?
I know it's your birthday, Jess.
So it is.
I thought I'd cook you the best French dinner you ever ate.
Well, I do have something to look forward to.
Since Dad will be at the theater, could we invite Maggie for dinner? I haven't seen her in a couple of years.
Well, sure, sounds fine. I'll ask her when I get a chance. Creative Casting Associates, good morning. I'll connect you. Oh, yes, Maggie's been waiting for you.
Yes, for Pete's sake. Mike, he's been here since the stroke of 10.
Sorry, I'll explain later. Where is he?
In the conference room, listening to the tape. It could be a much bigger project than we realize.
Oh?
His client is thinking of doing a big spot buy on television as well as radio.
Oh, it'd be nice to get all that business, wouldn't it?
Hey. I'm sorry I'm being so testy. I found out something about Elsie this morning that really upset me.
What?
Creative Casting Associates.
Tell you later.
My agents are Maggie Downs and Jessica Thomas. Thank you.
Hit anyone you like yet?
Not yet. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Mike.
They either sound too girlish or not sexy enough, or the accent is phony. Besides, if we go with the TV spots, we gotta think in terms of looks, too, you know.
Mike, have I ever let you down?
Not yet, but there's always a first time.
I'm Lynette Carney. My main range is from 20 to about 40. I can do baby cries.
It's Godiva voice. It's got to be sultry, but also ladylike. Now, the guy buying the perfume say it's not a cheap toilet water. It's top of the line. He's got to visualize this gorgeous naked broad on a horse, but she's also got to have class.
Dear Maggie, dear Jessica, I want to thank you both for your kindness to me. This office has been my home for 27 years, and I can't imagine what I will do now that I won't be coming here every day.
What's that?
I don't know how that got on the reel.
Creepy, that voice.
Forget it, Mike. It wasn't an actress. Look, give us a few more days, huh? We'll get you your Godiva.
I can give you until Friday. Then it's going to be panic time. Well, I've got another appointment in 15 minutes. Keep thinking, ladies. I'll be in touch.
Goodbye, Mike.
Bye.
Jess, how'd Elsie get on that reel of voices?
I don't know. Someone made a tape of her speech the last day she was here, when we gave her that party. That was it. She must have filed it in the library in an old tape box with someone else's name on it. And I put it at the end of the reel.
About Elsie, I spoke to her doctor last night at length. He says he prescribed some sleeping pills for her just a week ago. When he came up to see her the last time, the bottle was empty.
He put natural causes on the death certificate.
Well, he says he just couldn't know for sure whether it was deliberate.
But you think it was?
I think she just didn't have anything left to live for.
Look, if that's true, it was her decision. I'm not going to let her haunt me.
Haunt you?
I'm not going to feel guilty about her death. She's not going to lay that trip on me.
Creative Casting, good afternoon. One moment, please.
Hey, Jess.
Yeah?
I forgot. I meant to take you to lunch today. It's your birthday.
That's okay. I forgot. I meant to invite you to dinner.
Drew, we're home.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Maggie. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Good heavens, is this Drusilla, the child I've known all her life?
The child is 19.
Oh, you really can't beat that English coloring, can you? That porcelain skin, that auburn hair. She looks exactly like her mother.
Yes, she does. Just like Viv.
Jess, have you talked to Maggie about what we discussed this morning?
What did we discuss?
Getting some work for Mother.
Hey, is Vivian not working? I thought she was doing a movie in Yugoslavia or somewhere.
That was canceled. Everything's been canceled lately, Meg. She's having a really hard time.
Jess, it's Vivian. That's Vivian. Godiva. It's Vivian. Not too young, really English, with class. It's Vivian. Drew, do you think your mother would do a commercial? Oh, a lot of commercials. It's not Shakespeare, but it's cash.
I think it's just what she needs right now. Both.
Who are her agents? Oh, we've been out of touch for so long.
Haskins Palmer in L.A.
Oh, it's 10 o'clock in L.A. We could call Viv at home.
That's a marvelous idea. May I, Maggie?
Oh, please do. Isn't it a little late?
For Mother? She's a theater person. She never goes to bed before 2.
Well, I'll call her in the morning.
And now, if you ladies will come into the dining room, you may have the pleasure of sampling my cordon bleu cooking.
I have a feeling I'm about to wreck my diet.
Oh, just this once.
Yes, that's what I keep saying. Oh, how pretty you've made the table, Drew. Oh, and what a beautiful basket of flowers.
Well, actually, I didn't order them. They arrived about 5 o'clock this afternoon. Don't you like them, Jess?
What's not to like about white roses?
There's a message that came with it, a little card. Well, open it, Jess.
What does it say?
Roses are white. Roses are red. Jessica's enemies find themselves dead.
Suspense story will continue. Back to suspense story.
Hello, this is Jessica Thomas. There was a basket of flowers delivered to my home today from your shop. Can you tell me who sent it? I see. What did the voice sound like? I see. Who was it charged to? No, of course. No, nothing was wrong. No, the flowers were lovely. Yes, thank you. The presenter didn't want to sign a name. It was charged to our credit card number. The clerk couldn't tell whether it was a man or woman, he said. It was a low, harsh whisper.
Elsie is dead.
There was another message from her pretty much like this on my machine at the office last night.
Someone is playing a cruel joke on you.
I wonder which is worse. Getting messages from the dead, or knowing that someone alive hates me so much.
You're sure you don't mind going back to the office tonight?
Well, we can't just assume that Vivian's going to want the commercial. Meanwhile, I'd better look for some other voices that Mike may like.
I could stay with you, Jess.
Hey, what is this? I'm a grown woman. You go on to the theater with Maggie.
Maggie, I think it's smashing that you could get us 2 tickets to the biggest musical in New York just like that.
I'm blackmailing the star. I let him go to a bigger agency when we weren't getting him any parts. Actually, I never believed he had any talent. Oh, Jess, I thought I'd also drop in on Casey's play.
Yeah?
He mentioned a new actress.
Yes, the girl who's replacing Sally Parks.
Right, yes. He says she's very good, and she's looking for an agent.
Well, you go to see her. I don't want to. She's got a very torrid love scene with Casey. I just as soon not watch.
It's all acting.
Let's hope.
Don't work too late.
It had never bothered me working alone in the office. Now, every shadow seemed to move when I looked at it. The phone rang a couple of times. I didn't answer it. Let them call back in the morning. When I'd spliced together the new reel of tapes, I went back to my office to pick up my things.
Thank you.
Hello?
Jess, is that you?
Oh, Mike. Yes, hi.
I called you at home. I called Maggie at home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been here all evening, and she's at the theater.
Well, I'm glad one of you is working.
We both are. I've got a new reel of voices for you, Mike.
Good. When can I hear them?
You name it.
10:30 tomorrow morning.
Fine with me.
I like you, Jess. You're hungry. You know, we may be adding a casting director to our commercials department soon.
Oh, really?
Gonna need someone with a heavy commercial background. Someone who could sit in on campaigns right from the beginning. It could be a challenging job for the right person.
Sounds interesting. What kind of money are you talking?
Oh, I don't know, $50,000 a year.
Nice.
A vice presidency, say 3 years if everything went well. Find me that Godiva, Jess.
Suppose I could get you Vivian Buchanan.
You're kidding.
Suppose I could get her for you.
Get her for me and we'll talk about the other thing more concretely. Okay?
Okay. I dial Vivian's number. No matter what she thought of me, it was a chance for both of us. Countries do it all the time, don't they? Hate each other, maybe, but get together when a business deal's big enough. Hello?
Hey, Jess, I've been calling you after every act.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was off in the tape library.
Come by the theater. We'll all go to Sardi's and have a little birthday champagne.
Sounds fine with me.
Great. I'll see you.
I went to the ladies' room, put on fresh makeup, brushed my hair. Were those shadows under my eyes, or was it the bad lighting? Those lines around my mouth. I was 33 today. Casey was 40, but he didn't look it. I wondered about that girl he was playing the love scene with. I wondered how old she was. I hadn't heard the phone ring, but as I went back to my office for my coat, I saw the answering machine light was on. Hello? Vivian!
Jessica is 33.
Vivian, we've been trying to reach you. We've got a job for you.
Life's a circle. Round we go.
Vivian, listen. I know you have good reason to dislike
me. You have his love, my dear. Until he meets somebody younger still.
Oh, for God's sake, Vivian, will you listen to me? Are you stoned or something? Listen to me!
Fiddle-dee-fee. Will she do to you what you did to me? I hope so, Jess. I hope so.
Suspense Story continues with Dina Dietrich and Jesse White.
Come on. It's just a couple of sleeping pills, Jess. Swallow them down with this water. It's crazy to stay awake nights.
I'd rather not, Casey.
I'm sorry the celebration tonight was so flat.
It wasn't your fault.
Is it true, Jess? Don't you really want her here with us?
How can you ask me that?
I don't know. Ever since she showed up, something's been bothering you.
It has nothing to do with Drew.
Then what is it?
I heard from Vivian this evening.
Well, you wanted to, didn't you? You wanted to test for that commercial.
She couldn't know that. We hadn't reached her. And that obscene phone call last night. That was Vivian.
You're joking.
No. Vivian, hating me. Telling me that I'd stepped over a lot of bodies to get where I am.
Well, in her view, maybe you have.
She'd always thought that I'd gotten her that job on the coast because I'd fallen in love with you.
Maybe. We didn't talk about it.
And she spoke about my sister.
Casey, how does she know about my sister? I know I never told her about Janie. I just don't ever talk about Janie.
I might have said something to her. I don't know.
So long ago, we were just 17. I think of her every time I have a birthday. Would have been her birthday, too.
Come to bed, Jess.
Casey, I love you. I want so much for us.
I think we've got it all, haven't we?
I might have a chance at a better job.
Oh?
Would it bother you if I left Maggie? Well, I mean, we are your agents.
I remember, when was it, 4 years ago, when all you wanted was to get pregnant?
Well, I didn't.
And the moment passed.
Hey, we've got time. We've got time, Casey.
Sure. Sure we have. Go to sleep.
I don't know how long it took me to fall asleep. But suddenly, I was sitting up in bed, the phone pressed to my ear. I knew whose voice it would be. I knew.
Hudson High School, bound to win. I'm Jane. She's Jessie. She's my twin. We're in our teens. We do routines. That is, until my sister killed me.
No, Janie. No, I didn't, Janie.
Jess?
No, Janie.
What the hell's going on? Where's that light?
There could Jess. Only be one queen of the Winter Carnival, Jess. I couldn't help it if they voted it to me, could I? You were going to get the brakes fixed on the car. Why did you let me take it out that icy night, knowing they would fail?
I didn't know.
Give me that phone. Hello? Hello? I'm calling the doctor.
No.
Oh, hell, he's off skiing somewhere. Maggie, something's really wrong with Jess. Would you call your doctor and ask him to come over here?
I don't want a doctor.
Thanks. Oh, Maggie. Hey, you didn't have to come over.
Of course I did. How is she?
Well, the doctor gave her a shot. She's a lot quieter. Maggie, she says she's been hearing from Elsie and from Vivian. Hate calls.
From Vivian, too? When?
Last night here, and this evening at the office. This last one was supposedly from her dead sister.
Sounds like I'm cracking up, doesn't it?
I tried to make her stay in bed, Daddy, but
It was just another nightmare. I'm fine now.
That card with the roses wasn't a nightmare.
You think someone's trying to make me crack up?
We make enemies in this business. Every time we tell an actor he's not good enough to sign with us, we make an enemy.
An actress. It's always a woman's voice.
Jess, I think you should take your vacation early this year. We've both been pushing too hard.
I could ask for 3 weeks off from the play, love. We could go up to the cabin.
You think all I need is a rest?
Well, it couldn't hurt. And meanwhile, maybe I can track down who's doing this. Well, I'm off.
Thanks for everything, Maggie.
Oh, sure. What are friends for?
I'll walk you out to the elevator.
Oh, now, don't you come in the morning. You hear, Jess?
I hear. And I saw something, a look that passed between them. A look I wasn't supposed to see. I realized suddenly all the times Casey and Maggie had been together without me. At openings when he wasn't in a play, at auditions, just keeping each other company while I was off somewhere doing something for the agency. Maggie's agency. I'd worried about Casey getting involved with someone younger or prettier than I. He'd known Maggie for 20 years. But doesn't that sometimes happen too? Suddenly waking up to someone you've known half your life.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
I've brought you breakfast. The doctor says you're to stay in bed all day.
He'll come by around 6.
Where's your father?
Oh, he had an errand to do downtown.
What kind of an errand?
I don't know, Jess. He didn't tell me.
I waited until I heard her go back to the kitchen with the tray. Then I dressed and slipped out the service door. That meeting with Mike. I didn't want Maggie to attend it alone. He was cooling his heels in the reception room when I walked in, looking very annoyed.
Creative Casting Associates.
Hey, Mike, you've been waiting long?
Long enough.
I'll connect you. Hold on, please.
Nan, does Maggie know Mr. Sharp is here?
Why, no, she's in the tape library. She said not to disturb her for anything.
Come along, Mike. I'm really sorry. I didn't have a chance to tell Maggie you were coming over this morning.
Well, that's okay. Were you able to reach Vivian Buchanan?
Not yet.
My Spanish accent is authentic. I spent several years in Spain.
Jess, if she's got another client
this
in the conference room...
Accent.
I've forgotten what a good mimic she was.
No, that's my husband.
Oh?
May we come in, or is this a private meeting?
Jess.
Hey, I thought I told you to take the day off.
I'm feeling fine. Mike, this is my husband.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought you'd gone downtown somewhere.
Jess, let's talk about this later.
No, let's talk about it now.
Hello. Are you looking for an actress to sell an English product? I don't think you could do much better than me.
That's Vivian.
I've had ever so much experience.
I thought you said you hadn't reached her.
If you want the feeling of Bond Street in your commercials...
Did you call her this morning, Maggie?
I can do it for you.
I called her. I didn't get her.
I've been the voice of English China, cashmere sweaters.
Maggie, why are you turning her off? Mike wants to hear her quality.
She's unavailable, Mike.
Unavailable? What do you mean?
I reached her agents this morning. Actually, it was a good thing I did. They didn't know quite where to contact Drew. They've been trying to locate her for 2 days.
What is this? What are you talking about?
Vivian's dead, Jess.
No.
She lived in one of those canyons in Los Angeles. She was driving home in the fog. She'd had too much to drink, and the car went off the road. She was down in the ravine for several days before they found her body.
Oh, what kind of trick is this?
It's no trick.
She called me night before last. She called me again here at the office last night.
She and Elsie?
Yes.
And your sister?
Yes.
It wasn't any of them, Jess. It was someone else leaving messages on your answering machine.
No, they called me twice in the middle of the night.
No. You dialed the office in the middle of the night and activated the machine by remote control. Jess... It wasn't Elsie who sent you those hate messages, or Vivian.
Well, then who was it?
Listen.
I've even done a frozen food fish and chips commercial.
When did Viv make that tape?
It isn't Viv's tape. It's an old one of yours.
If you need a good voiceover actress, this is Jessica Thomas. I'm with Creative Casting Associates. My agent is Maggie Downs.
No! No,
that wasn't me.
You've been overworked and you've been feeling guilty about Elsie's death.
No, it wasn't my fault she died.
It wasn't my fault Janie died either.
And I never felt guilty about taking Casey away from Vivian. If she couldn't keep him, if I hadn't come along, there would have been someone else, wouldn't there?
Jess, listen. Listen to yourself.
Oh, that wasn't me. No. No. I don't feel guilty about those other women. Everyone has someone who hates them. You said that yourself, didn't you, Maggie? I don't hate myself. I don't blame myself. I don't. I don't. I don't.
And now... The conclusion of Messages.
Well, it wasn't 3 weeks at the cabin with Casey. It was 10 months. At a very pretty place called Fernview, which looked like an expensive resort, if you ignored the steel grillwork on the windows.
I learned a lot about myself there. By the time I left, there was almost nothing about my life the psychiatrists hadn't gone into. Not a guilt they hadn't laid to rest. I thought. Hold me close.
Now, that's a stage direction I don't need.
No. I could use another kiss, too, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good to have you back.
Even back in the loft on Broome Street.
Hey, we were lucky to get it. The rent's tripled since we lived here the first time.
I want to return to work, Case.
Why, I can't go back with Maggie. She's working for Mike Sharp now. She's up for a vice presidency.
Good for her.
Hey, I'll get another show soon. We'll be on top of the wave again.
Sure.
Jess, I'd like us really to try to have a kid.
Would you?
I never told you, but I was so disappointed when we thought you were pregnant and then discovered that it wasn't true.
I never told you.
What?
Oh, never mind, love. Just hold me.
Hey, ignore it. It'll go away.
It can't be them, can it, Casey?
No, it can't be them.
Vivian, Elsie, Janie, I don't have to feel guilty about them anymore, do
I? No, no, not anymore.
The only really good thing about Fernview was the phone calls were never for me.
Ignore it.
I can't. Hello? Hello? Who is it?
How about me, Mommy? Don't you ever feel guilty about me? I'd be 4 years old now if you let me live. You never told them about me at that place. But don't you ever feel guilty about me?
This has been Suspense Story. Messages was written by Betty Deborah Ulias and starred Jane Webb as Jess, Dina Dietrich as Maggie, Joseph Campanella as Casey, and Jesse White as Mike. Also heard were Carol Bilger, June Foray, Jack Edwards, and Julie Bennett. Engineering and production was by Bob Luttrell, sound effects by Cliff Thorsness, and music from Capitol. Suspense Story was created and produced by George Gilbert. Produced and directed by Don Hills. I'm Ben Chandler. Suspense Story is a copyrighted feature of Gilbreth Creative Incorporated. All rights reserved.